Greetings. Welcome to War of the Worlds 2022. And for the next 25 minutes, you will visit outer space and Mullinabrina. Good luck. Believed that in the last years of the 20th century, our deep space radio broadcasts would have been heard. Few would have considered these broadcasts as anything other than a desperate call into an unfathomable ocean of silence. And yet, across the timeless gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours considered those messages. But it was our closest neighbors who once again viewed our world with envious eyes. And so, in the last days of the 22nd year of the 21st century, Martians once more drew plans against humanity.
Is that the Council Roads Department? Hello? Yeah, I'm ringing about the crew you had up here in Mullinabrina. Yeah, I just had to fill in three holes that they left behind me. Somebody could have turned an ankle. I thought you were supposed to put a letter through the door before you went digging. They better not be coming back up this way again. Plus, did no lights on the rocket ship.
Sorry about that. Anyway, the second Martian invasion of Earth lasted for a day. And it began in the morning. With two Martians in a space rocket headed for Earth.
Yeah, where exactly are we headed, Half Milk Carton?
Mullinabrina.
And why are we going there?
For obligog's sake, we're improvising bungalow, taking the initiative and disrupting the enemy's food supply by wiping out the sheep mart that they had there. It's the last thing the humans will be expecting.
Yeah, right, okay, Half Milk Carton. It just seems like a long shot, you know?
Why, what do you think we should do? Rock up to all the major cities with our best tripods and lay waste to anything that moves with our heat rays, huh?
Well, I mean, it mightn't be a bad idea. We worked on Saturn, and Neptune, and then Jupiter. I mean, you know what the Jupiterians are like, seriously.
Yeah, well, humans are different. They are more unlike any other planet in the solar system. Now, you won't remember this because you're too young, but the last time we tried invading, we did use the tripod heat rays. And we made a total pig's ear of it. Not me, though. I told him, I said, lads, you should start by destroying the sheep mart in Mullinabrina. And then after that, go for the cattle mart in Ballymote. But did they listen? They did not. And, well, I hate to say it, because we lost 90% of our space force that time. But you know, I was right.
I ain't never heard of that. And when did that happen?
Do you listen at all, Bungalow? I said you were too young to remember. But anyway, it was the human year of 1938, or Scrumtullian 5 on the Martian calendar.
That's news to me, you know.
Lots of things are news to you, Bungalow. Because you're young. When you get to be as old and wise and experienced and brilliant as me, you will understand. Now, focus on the job at hand.
At about 9:30, or Scrumtullian 8 1/4, news of the Martian assault began to break.
We are interrupting scheduled programming to issue the following emergency update. New York City has been visited by 6 giant cylinders from outer space. They appear to be an advanced party from a Martian invasion force. The following message was sent on a radio signal from within one of the cylinders.
Foolish humans, your time on this planet is over. We, the Martian Space Force, hereby claim all Flandanga Lubilubians. Furthermore, I, Supreme Commander of the Martian Space Force, hereby Flunctulian in the most unplexplacable manner, prepare to be chromified.
The European Space Agency has advised that a further Martian cylinder is on a trajectory towards Earth, calculated to end at the Ballyfarnan-Gurchin junction of the OR-381. If you are in the area when it lands, be advised. The object may be hot, so if you plan on touching it, use oven gloves. And if you do encounter one of the Martians, be sure to tag your social media using #apocalypse. Further updates will follow. Now we return to Ready, Steady, Cook, Coleslaw Edition.
It was roughly 10:45 by the time Captain Half Milk Carton and Lieutenant Bungalow of the Martian Space Force made planetfall at Mullinabrina.
Well, this is the target. What do you think, Bungalow?
I mean, I think we should have stuck with the main invasion fleet and attacked New York. I mean, there's nothing here.
Exactly, Bungalow. Exactly nothing. Which is perfect. Like the great Martian detective Bungalow Chupstow said, when you eliminate the sensible, what you are left with, however illogical, is the best plan. So blowing up an empty sheep mart on a Tuesday night is the best plan.
Yeah, right. Okay, you say so. So, what are we doing now?
Go dig 3 equidistant holes so we can assemble the heat ray to blow up that shed.
What heat ray, have milk carton?
What do you mean, what heat ray? The heat ray we use to destroy things, you know. The thing you were trained to use in the Martian Space Force Academy. The only weapon we have. What heat ray?
I think I left that behind at the spaceport. Sorry about that.
I think I left it behind in the spaceport. For obligong's sake. Behind at the spaceport. I think you left your brain behind in the spaceport too.
Oh, whoa. Relax, Half Milk Carton. I don't like the tone you're using. I mean, we're on the same side, but I'm getting the urge, you know. I'm getting the urge to smash your skull into a pulp, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that'd be another brilliant move. And how do you think we're going to destroy humanity, having me with a busted head and you with a blank expression where a heat ray used to be?
I suppose. Well, what do we do now?
Just dig the 3 holes anyway, so this wasn't a wasted trip. We'll have to spin back to Mars to pick up the ray. Let's hope the others haven't chromed the entire planet before we get back.
Oh, no, I doubt it. Zaldabon Pendrock knows heading up the chroming team that went to America. You know what he's like with the paperwork, my dog. Oh, I mean, they probably won't even have stepped out of the rocket ship by the time we get back.
Zaldabon? How come he gets to head up the team attacking America? He's a fruit. Quick, dig harder. We'll show Zaldabon Pernrockle what it means to invade a planet.
By digging holes?
Yes. No. Well, sort of. You leave the thinking to me, Bungalow. Mark my words, humanity won't know what hit it.
There is a reason why the creatures living in all the other parts of outer space leave humans alone. And that is because they know that humans can make up things that do not exist. Things that are impossible to conquer. Like, say, a marmsticle, or a chug flanker, or a time-travelling radio star called Madison Standish, who saw off the first Martian invasion. And so, at about 10:45 human time, as Captain Half Milk Carton and Lieutenant Bungalow were making their way back home, listeners to The John Colleary Show gain valuable insights into how to deal with the invaders.
How are you doing? Now, we're joined by Madison Standish, who was calling in from 1938. Thanks for joining us, Madison. And a lot of our listeners will be keen to know what they can expect from a Martian invasion. So, if I could begin by asking you when you first heard about the last apocalypse.
Hi! Thanks for taking my call. This old-timey phone is, like, rotary, so it took me about 2 hours to figure out how to dial. Anyway, to your question, you see, I jump around into old-time radio shows. It's freaky, deaky science stuff, I can't explain it. And this one time, I ended up in 1938 Hollywood, right? As you can imagine, the 30s are pretty boring. So I hear this radio broadcast coming from the Griffith Park Observatory. That's the observatory in The Rocketeer, if you like super old movies from the 90s. And while I'm there, I hear this huge explosion, and me and this astronomer dude drive to a nearby ranch where this spaceship cylinder thingy has crashed into the ground, and a super gross tentacly Martian is inside, and there's a heat ray, burned up bodies. It was a whole thing.
We've had quite a few listeners texting in questions about marmsticles and chug flankers. One listener, Jenny from Mullnabrina, and thanks Jenny for getting in touch with us, has said she heard that Martians are especially fearful of marmsticles. Do you think there's anything to be said for locking Martians in a shed with either of those things?
That is a good question. And totes something that was being thrown around. Like, I heard the scientists say it may be our only hope. Because, hey, the Martians aren't afraid of our weapons. Which, like, duh. Aliens from other planets always have way better weapons than us. Otherwise, we'd be the ones on their planets kicking their asses. So why not use something they're afraid of and have no defenses for, right? But there were these anti-marmsticle activists who insist marming the Martian stickles, no matter who they heat ray to death, is, like, inhumane and we need to be better than them, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so probably a no-go.
Now, this is something that came up when we were discussing the invasion before the show, and you may not be able to answer this, but do you know what kind of radio shows are popular with the Martians?
I understand they like country music stations because they relate to the blindly patriotic messaging inherent in the genre, and also talk radio shows with lots of sound effects because they find fart jokes funny.
At Massey, F3741 just tweeted to ask if you had any tips for getting rid of the smell of Martians. Sounds like At Massey, F3741 has already met the invaders. Good question, At Massey, F3741. I've heard the smell of cheese. And how were ye dealing with this medicine in 1938?
Cheese, if it was eaten by the cow that made the milk and then later went on to regurgitate all four of her stomach chambers at once. Gag. But I have found mixing 1 tablespoon of white vinegar in 1 gallon of water, applying it generously to the object with the Martian funk, waiting for it to dry thoroughly, and then setting it on fire and moving away to a neighboring city works wonders.
Thanks for joining us today, Madison. I think there's a lesson in that for everyone. Have you any final words of advice you could give to listeners at home who might, you know, still be worried about the Martian apocalypse?
Well, thanks so much for having me. My advice, if you're worried about a Martian apocalypse, is to be the lead in your own life's story. Because only the supporting characters are ever killed by the Martians. Bye!
Captain Half Milk Carton and Lieutenant Bungalow had made good time on their spin back to Mars. And just before lunchtime, and for the second time during the invasion, they were approaching planet Earth.
Right, we've got the heat ray and the holes are dug already. So this time nothing should stand in the way of us destroying Earth.
You mean by destroying the sheep mark?
Yeah, I mean the sheep mark. Of course the sheep mark, which is the opening gambit in the destruction of humanity.
I mean, if you say so, Half Milk Carton.
What do you mean, if you say so?
Well, I mean exactly that. And you reckon knocking down a shed and nobody is using is better than wiping out a fleet of aircraft or, turning an entire continent to chrome. And fair enough.
What are you saying, Bungalow?
I'm just saying Zaldabar Pendrock moves my commander of all 9 tactical divisions of the Martian Space Force for nothing. I mean, those fellas have taken on the biggest army on Earth, and they're winning. You know, all we've done is dug 3 frickin' holes. I mean, well, I've done 3 frickin' holes. As far as I can tell, all you've done is badmouth Zaldabar.
That's because he's a fruit. But anyways, now the truth comes out, huh? I knew it. You've never really liked me, have you, Bungalow? You'd rather hang out with Zalderbun and the gang. Well, I'm about to prove the lot of you wrong. That's the truth.
Yeah, whatever, boss.
Forever is right, Bungalow. And don't you forget it. The solar system will remember the name Ignatius Half-Milk Carton of the Martian Space Force forever.
I said whatever, not forever. Here. Let me put it another way. Shut your pie hole, okay? Yeah? You get that? Smart guy.
You show me better respect, Bungalow. One day, I'll be Chief Master Sergeant of the Martian Space Force, which, as you well know, is the best space force in the solar system.
Approaching target now. You can save the pontification for later. Frickin' dork.
At Scrumtalion 8 and 2 thirds, or shortly before 1 in the afternoon, on the first and only day of the invasion, the Irish President was preparing to announce a very human retaliation, which gave news channels roughly 3 minutes to broadcast news from America before his speech.
Good evening. Welcome back to the end of the world. We have been receiving reports that parts of the USA have been converted to polished chrome by Martians. The following report comes from our colleague at DYG43, Colorado, Benjamin Cloth. I'd like to apologise for the quality of the audio. It was recorded during the apocalypse.
I found some information as to the extent of the Martian invasion, and it is huge. But first, I need to stop off at this gas station. Hey, you! What are you doing here? No, it's the Martian Armageddon. I'm an independent reporter covering it, but I need to fuel up my car, and can I ask you a few questions? Take all the gas you want and hurry up with your questions. They might be back soon. So, I see there's some holes in the ground, and I see that parts of the neighborhood have been chromed over. Have you seen the Martians do any of this? Are you kidding? I've seen that and then some. What about the chrome? That's a professional job for sure. Wish I could chrome like that. So smooth and shiny. Just makes me envious of the Martian it does.
We also have an updated radio signal from the Martians. Listeners are advised the clip contains several Martian swear words and some people may be offended.
This, Clomgutiol, is what it is not, and I have stirred directively into the Flungolians. I would like humanity to be a witness. I am much better Supreme Commander from the Martian Space Force than the former General Zuzaman Clan Kikapunkumpuklik. Much better. The best, in fact.
We are going to interrupt this message to bring you across to Orson Uteron, where President Higgins is speaking.
Accord you. We should encourage each other to envisage a light that will surely come from our efforts to overcome these invaders. And I, as Commander-in-Chief of the Irish Defence Forces, will establish a citizens' assembly within 6 months with a mandate to look at a limited number of key issues relating to the planet Mars on Planorc Marsacoc and propose a response which may involve the use of those forces. And I think the poet Sean O'Riordan said it best, and if I could quote him. There was power in the storm that escaped last night from the desolate madhouse behind the moon, making neighbours' gates screech like geese, and I wouldn't hear the silence coming over me. The car's engine came to a stop. Slán agus beannacht gealaíne go héireann go háig.
Earth is a busy place. Things move quickly. Like the supersonic warplanes Martian Space Force Supreme Commander Zaldarbon Pendrockle hadn't expected.
Welcome back. We turn now to news from the United States, where earlier former President Barack Obama gave a news conference from onboard an aircraft carrier.
The Martians have been viewing our world for a while with envious eyes. Instead of hitching their wagon to something greater and demanding more of themselves, they decided to seize what they could through the use of force. They've eaten some folks. Well, now the time has come for a measured response. We need to break out not just the momsticles, but the chug flankers as well. It pains me to say it, but the time for building consensus and reaching across the aisle is at an end. Which means that I'm all out of ideas. I know what y'all are thinking. Well, I don't know exactly what y'all are thinking, but I have a pretty good idea. I reckon it's one of two things. You're either thinking, that's unconscionable. We cannot do such a thing to a sentient species. Or maybe you're thinking, how would that even work? Possibly you're thinking, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So really it's one of three things. But let me tell you something, friends. This may be the only advantage we have. Marmstickles are part of human life. From cradle to grave, every day we are either marmstickled or one of our loved ones is. And who among us can say that our chugs have never felt the bitter sting of flanking? Look out the window closest to you, and you will see a chug flanker. Every day another marmstickle takes flight. There's another chug flanker born every morning. They are so much a part of our lives that we no longer see the marmstickling or the chug flanking. We are effectively immune to them. The Martians, however, are not. They have never had their stickles marmed as we have. They have never lain awake at night worrying when their chugs might next be flanked. They've never had to ponder the possible existence of a marm flank, a chug sickle, or God help us, a fickle stank. That is our advantage. They have no natural defenses against them. It's time to roll up our sleeves. Get to work with as little drama as possible and show them the audacity of our moms. Give them chugs we can believe in. Thank you.
We have also received this updated radio message from the Martians.
I am on board the Gambatoriad by your use of combat aircraft, humans. Our attack is dependent on your use of steamships and short-range artillery. This situation is not fair, and it makes my fellow Martians think I have modest-sized anterior flap. It is not true! Some folks say a modestly-sized anterior flap is a sign of having small hands, which is not true either! It's not the case at all! It's disgusting! Very disgusting to accuse a commander in the Martian Space Force of not having a remarkably large flump! Make no mistake, humans. The Martian Space Force will absolutely win this fight. And even if we don't, let it be said that the interior flump of a Zaldorbion was very large.
Bungalow, you were supposed to dig three holes for the heat ray tripod. Ah, for obligong's sake, the thing is gonna go all wonky now.
Yeah, I did dig the holes. Someone must have filled them in.
Someone or something?
What do you mean, something, Half Milk Carton?
I mean a cantabular glimp. Wait, do they have them on Earth?
What the hell are you asking me? I don't know. Spend less time on Earth than you. That time involved hearing you moan about Zaldabon Pendrakle digging three holes and finding out three holes have been filled in. In that order. How am I supposed to know if they have cantabular glimps on Earth?
Get down, Bungalow. There's something coming.
Is it a glimp?
No, but it's hairy and smells of cabbage.
What are you two doing lying down in the muck?
Ah, it's only a human, Half Milk Carton. Stand back, human! My name is Lieutenant Bungalow of the Martian Space Force, and you are about to witness the might of a Martian heat ray!
No, he's not. You forgot to dig the holes for the tripod. The heat ray won't work properly, remember?
You got asteroids in your frickin' head, Half Milk Carton. He don't know that. Well, I mean, he does now. Ah, good work, genius. I bet Zaldabon Pendrakle would never shoot his mouth off like that.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Are you up from Dublin, lads?
Silence, human.
Are you talking to me because I'm telling you one thing, right? I'm about to take the pair of ye down the river. And I'm telling you another thing. Ye won't be coming back.
Did you say river?
With water in it?
No, Rice Krispies and milk. Of course it's water.
I think the humans are onto us, Bungalow. How could he know about our weakness for water?
Oh my god, you have to be the dumbest Martian Space Force captain in frickin' history. You got any more military secrets you want to share with the enemy, or are you done?
Wisht, Aperi. Wisht, wisht. Hello?
Hi, 2022. Just wanted to remind you not to forget that the Earth is flat. The Martians don't know that.
I told you, the humans are onto us, Bungalow. This is all your fault.
Are you telling me that the Earthlings wouldn't have noticed the wobbly heat ray, huh? Or the rocket ship? Or the fact that a small part of America has been turned to polished chrome? I wonder how that happened. Or the three equidistant holes next to a frickin' sheep mar and monobrina? No. But one phone call, huh? Our cover is blown.
Do you not know who that was?
No. Well, should I have?
Should I have? By the nine triangulas of Bongerlong, you should have. She is the greatest nemesis Mars has ever faced. And the reason we lost the last war. Which you should know, if you were any good of a space lieutenant. Which you're clearly not. I tell you, it was much harder in my day. Much different and much harder.
Jackass. Oh, you know, I was chatting to some of the fellas who were in the first invasion with you. And by all accounts, you didn't cover yourself in glory back then either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, actually, you know something, Half Milk Carton? There's something I've always wanted to say to you. You know, and that's that you're both ends of a pair of frickin' testicles. That's what you are. You son of a bitch.
Say that to my face.
Oh, I am. Get your untogular flump out of my vestibule!
That's not my untogular flump!
By the way, you're gonna taste the back of my crystal abandoned whole stallions!
Lads, that is rank.
And so it was for the last day of the last month of 2022. 4 hectares of polished chrome, a retreating Martian space force, 3 holes near Mullinabrina, and 2 bickering extraterrestrials. And so, across the timeless gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours considered the events on Earth, and rolled their anterior appendages with disgust.
Here. Good night.